Islamic State extremists have made a direct threat to Australians. The group has issued an online fatwa calling on its followers to kill by any means possible non-Muslims in several Western countries, including Australia. The Attorney General says the government is taking the threat seriously.
What I think it does is demonstrates exactly what the Prime Minister and others have been saying all along, that these people hate us for who we are.
The Justice Minister has dismissed suggestions that last week's counter-terrorism raids in Sydney and Brisbane were nothing more than political theatre. Michael Keenan says the government had no say over the timing of the raids, and he's firmly dismissed claims they were designed to win support for Australia's actions in Iraq and the government's new national security laws. Turkey has begun to close some of its border crossings with Syria as it struggles to cope with an influx of refugees. Around 130,000 Kurds have crossed the border in recent days, fleeing from advancing Islamic State fighters. And a private funeral will be held today for a family of five killed in a murder-suicide in southern New South Wales. Kim Hunt and her three young children were shot dead on their family farm near Lockhart a fortnight ago. The body of her husband, Jeff, was pulled from a dam the following day.